One of the biggest factors is lack of refining capacity in the United States. When the pandemic hit, about 1,000 barrels a day of refining capacity was pulled out of the market, either financially couldn't make it, converted to renewable diesel, still trying to figure out what to do. On top of that, you had low diesel fuel supplies because of COVID. Nothing was going on. Supplies were lower. We didn't have enough refining capacity in there. There is inflation, but people are still using diesel fuel. And we're just not able to get caught up because of that lack of refining that we have in the United States. There's increased trucking demand. This has caused a lot of problems because there's just not enough trucks out there to get things where they go. You have the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Europe began to pivot away from Russian-based fuel, which provided about 7% of the world's refining capacity. And 60% of that went to Europe, and they're trying to pivot away from Russia because of that. That also caused an increased demand for U.S. exports, and refiners are incentivized to sell some of that used fuel over to Europe because it can forego a RIN, which is the Renewable Fuel Standards Compliance, so they can make more money doing that.